This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and again, you most certainly know the deal here by now. I want you all to listen up and get a load of this. I think we're all the same as parents when it comes to our kids. We'll do just about anything to help them. And we know that LeBron James is no different. But, and it's a big but, is LeBron really helping his son Bronny? Or is he perhaps hurting him? So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And I've thought long and hard about talking about this. I mean, Bronny's name has come up in the past over certain things, but, you know, I don't doubt for a second, a millisecond, I don't doubt for a second how much LeBron James loves his family. I don't think for a second how much he wants to help his son, Bronny. That's who we're talking about today. And listen, the guy's arguably in, he's certainly in the discussion of being the greatest basketball player of all time. I'm not here to debate who is and who's not. My personal, you know, we talk about Michael Jordan. You talk about Will Chamberlain. I'm not getting into that. That's what not this is about. But certainly LeBron James is an authority on talking about being a great basketball player and being a great player in the NBA. All right? I get that. Call him an expert. We get that. Call him an expert businessman. We get that. But, and the but is this. When I say, is LeBron really helping his son, or is he perhaps hurting his son? What has Bronny done on his own? And I don't mean this. I don't want people calling me or putting things out on social media. Well, You're just a hater. No, I'm not. Not at all. I wish the kid nothing but great success. And I was sick to my stomach when he had that cardiac arrest during practice at USC. At that point, nobody cared about basketball. We cared about a young man's life. We cared about LeBron and his wife and their child, who was in very serious danger. Okay? So that's not what this is about. And it's not, this is not about jealousy. It's about reality. And I don't think LeBron, I don't think Bronny, I don't think a lot of the media, I don't think people are living in reality. I don't think the LA Lakers are living in reality. Or let me put it this way. If they are, then they're just saying the right things to fool the public. That's what they're doing. You know, the GM, whatever his official title is, Rob Pelinka of the Lakers, this is what he said about taking Bronny James in the second round with the 55th pick. He's not a person that has ever taken shortcuts or expected or been entitled about basketball opportunities. He's worked for everything he's gotten. Now listen to me. You don't think Bronny James has been afforded the ability to take shortcuts? Do you really not think that? And when people say these things, it's stupid. I've heard LeBron say, Bronny's his own man. Bronny's his own man. Really? You could have fooled me. We've heard Bronny say. Bronny's made remarks that, you know, no GM would be allowed to go after a kid just because they wanted the kid's dad. No, you don't think so? You don't think anybody else who was interested in possibly drafting Bronny would be doing it in pursuit of his father? And to say otherwise, it's silly, it's foolish, it's embarrassing to yourselves for saying that. And you're fooling, you're not fooling anybody but yourselves. You might be fooling the public. And the media, I think a lot of the media, you know, they don't want to be on the wrong side of LeBron James, so they don't go after it. It's foolish comments. Bronny was going to grow up and not be in his father, when I say grow up, you know, in the NBA and not be in his dad's shadows. Well, you know what? LeBron James doesn't cast a shadow. LeBron James casts an eclipse. That's what LeBron James casts. It's far bigger than a shadow. So you might be saying, well, Russ, you know, what is LeBron supposed to do? Is he not supposed to care about his son? Of course he's supposed to care about his son. But maybe, if it's at all possible, because you are LeBron James, God knows how famous you are, but maybe just back off with some of the silly remarks. And believe me, LeBron James has a history of making silly remarks in the past, whether it was about China, whether it was about anti-Semitism. LeBron James has made a history, and I'm not going into revisiting all that, but he's made plenty of foolish remarks. But when you call Bronny his own man, really, you know what Bronny made this past season as a freshman coming out of high school? Coming out of high school, Bronny James was the number one, numero uno, folks, number one, top dog, big banana, top guy, number one with NIL, name, image, likeness deals. It's been reported that it was any place between, I've read any place from the low end of $4.9 million to $6 million, with $6.1 million. I mean, that was topping Heisman Trophy candidates. That was topping everybody. Do you think Bronny James got that on his own merit? Or he got that because he was LeBron James' son? Let's be honest and realistic. So don't say he was not afforded shortcuts. You know, when LeBron James, his very first deal with Nike, LeBron's first deal with Nike was 7 years, $90 million. LeBron James, first deal with Nike way back when he was a kid. 7 years, $90 million. LeBron James did that on his own merit. Here's the difference, folks. LeBron James did that on his own merit. Bronny James, making his millions through NIL, I mean, he had deals with Nike, Beats, an underwear company. Bronny James didn't get that deal on his own merit. He got that because he was LeBron James' son. Excuse me. He got that because he was LeBron James' son. And that's fine. But don't tell me that the kid got it on his own merit. And there's no shortcuts. That's a big-ass shortcut to be able to sign a deal while you're in high school or just out of high school for $6 million or $4.9 million, whatever the hell it is. Come on. We're talking about a young man who was going to be drafted, was drafted 55th. All right? He was drafted 55th. Again, he was a young man who had a cardiac arrest his freshman year playing at USC. He averaged 4.8 points per game, playing less than 20 minutes per game. I think to be exactly, it was 19.3 minutes per game in 25 games. Okay? And as I speak to you right now, nobody has generated more attention. Not the top picks, not the kids coming from UConn, the two-time national champions. Nobody has generated more publicity than Bronny James. Is it because he's Bronny James or he's the son of LeBron James? Please don't tell me about no shortcuts. Please don't tell me that he's his own man. And that's what I mean. Like, do I have the exact answer of what LeBron should do? You know, first of all, I certainly get LeBron wanting to play with his son. I get that. But the minute he announced that, whenever it was, when Bronny was in high school, was it 2 years ago? The minute he announced that, boom, that was your story that everybody was going to wait for. That's what everybody was going to wait for. They're making out like Bronny walks on water. He's the 55th pick. When was the last time the 55th pick in an NBA draft or any draft got this much attention? And his agent, the guy from Clutch Sports, Rich Paul. Rich Paul told teams not to draft. Or it was alleged that he called teams. I'm sure he did. Don't draft Bronny James. If you do, he'll go play in Australia. How many guys who are going to be drafted late in the second round, the 55th pick, have an agent going telling people, no, you better not pick him because he'll go play elsewhere? And how many guys have an agent saying that there won't be any two-way contract, just one way, who are going to be drafted 55th? I think it's just silly. It's silly and it's embarrassing. So again, what should LeBron do? What should Bronny do? Just be smarter. And listen, I just said it. I will say it again. When LeBron way back opened up his mouth saying he wanted to play with his son, he put a bullseye on the kid's back. Are you doing it for your kid or are you doing it for you? Because if you're doing it for your kid, I think you're doing him a disservice. And if you're doing it for you, LeBron, you're being selfish. It's a very difficult situation. I get it. It's a very difficult situation. But the Bronny James, I think he has something like 13 million, something like that, 14 million followers on social media. Do you think Bronny James has that many people on social media following him because he's Bronny James or he's LeBron James' son? I mean, really? I hope Bronny James is a rousing success. I hope he can have a terrific career. I wish him the best of luck. But mark it down. He will always, and he will never escape it. He will always be, as you say, in the shadow, in the eclipse of his dad. Now, his dad's a phenomenal basketball player, a phenomenal athlete, tremendous businessman, tremendous success. But, as I said to start this, has he really helped his son? You know, here's a big difference, which maybe LeBron didn't want to realize. You know, LeBron came from very humble beginnings. Single mom. I don't know if he ever had a relationship with his dad. There was talk, whatever. But humble beginnings. LeBron James knew what hunger tastes like. Knew what hunger tastes like. Bronny James never had to taste hunger. Thank God. Because of his dad's great success. But Bronny James, he's got a big fight on his hands. A big fight on his hands to find out how to make it on your own. Big fight. To me, it's a struggle. If you really want to be on your own. And I think LeBron, I get he wants to be buddies with his son. I get he wants to be a teammate with his son. I think LeBron needs to smarten up with the things he says. I think Bronny needs to smarten up with the things he says. I think the Lakers need to smarten up with the things he says. And I think the media has to be fair in their assessment of this situation. And I just think right now, like I say, if you want to help your kid, God bless, we all want to do that. But I think some common sense needs to prevail here. And I don't think that's been the case. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to, as always, get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can also check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Got to thank my home here at Bleav.com. Because as I tell you each and every week, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you to people out there, because without you to people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. And once again, I want to remind all of you, if you haven't done so already, I tell you each and every week, please download the Yes app. So besides just listening to me here on Bleav, you can also see my video edition of Get a Load of This on the Yes app. Real simple. You just have to download it and voila, it'll be there. But like I say, that's a wrap for now. Until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to all of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have yourselves a great week and a great July 4th holiday.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.